Over the past 2 weeks, the Bush administration has made its most detailed assertion of a direct link between the government of Iraq and al-Qaeda. Secretary of State Colin Powell included declassified details alleging such a link in his presentation to the UN Security Council, as did CIA Director George Tenet in congressional testimony last week. But many terrorism experts say the evidence is murky at best. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The case the administration has made of an Iraq-Al-Qaeda link rests largely on a shadowy Jordanian of Palestinian descent named Abu Musab Zarqawi. Zarqawi, according to CIA Director George Tenet, spent several months last year in Baghdad for medical treatment after he was injured during the U.S. war in Afghanistan.
He is a senior Al-Qaeda associate who has met with bin Laden, who has received money from Al-Qaeda leadership, and on my list of top 30 individuals that are required to decapitate and denigrate this organization, Mr. Zarqawi is on that list.
The Jordanian government believes Zarqawi ordered the murder last October of U.S. diplomat Lawrence Foley in Amman. Jordanian intelligence has linked him to an al-Qaeda-inspired plot to kill American tourists in late 1999 during the Millennium celebrations. The CIA also believes Zarqawi has established a terrorist cell in Iraq involving about 24 others, and that he is the head of a network of terrorist cells in Europe. There is confusion on his current whereabouts. In his testimony last week about whether Zarqawi remains in Baghdad, Tenet at one point said he left and at another said he was still there.
There are 116 people in jail in France, in Spain, in Italy, and in Great Britain who receive training and guidance out of a network run by an individual who is sitting in Baghdad today and supported by 24 of his associates. Iraq has provided a safe haven and a permissive environment for these people to operate.
Some European intelligence officials doubt that Zarqawi represents the Iraq-Al-Qaeda connection, and in all the recent testimony about him, no administration official provided concrete evidence that Saddam Hussein or other figures in the Iraqi government actually controlled or influenced Zarqawi.
They have hardly, in a credible way, established the link between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden and other international Islamist terrorist groups.
Philip Wilcox is former ambassador on counterterrorism at the State Department, now head of the Foundation for Middle East Peace. Many experts, including Wilcox, see little in common between Iraq's form of secular dictatorship and al-Qaeda's goals of establishing Islamist governments throughout the Arab world, including in Baghdad. As if to underscore that point, the voice in the audio tape that surfaced last week, believed to be Osama bin Laden, appealed to his supporters to fight the U.S. in Iraq, but included Iraq on his list of infidel Arab governments that should be destroyed. Nevertheless, Secretary of State Powell insisted before a congressional committee that this tape was further evidence of an Iraq bin Laden connection.
Once again, he speaks to the people of Iraq and talks about their struggle and how he is in partnership with Iraq. This nexus between terrorists and states that are developing weapons of mass destruction can no longer be looked away from and ignored.
Some say those remarks only serve to undermine Powell's credibility. Philip Wilcox agrees.
I'm a great admirer of Secretary Colin Powell. I think this reflects very bad staff work, and he was sandbagged by whoever wrote his script and his talking points.
Some intelligence officials believe there's a link between Abu Musab Zarqawi and a group called Ansar al-Islam, which maintains a small camp in the remote mountains of northern Iraq near the border with Iran. This is in Iraqi Kurdistan, territory not under the control of Baghdad. The Bush administration believes this group is affiliated with al-Qaeda and may have been behind the cell in London where the deadly poison ricin was recently discovered. Whether it has any connections to Saddam Hussein is unknown. Paul Bremer, the head of the National Commission on Terrorism in the late 1990s, believes there have been contacts in the past between Iraq and al-Qaeda and that they may become more threatening in the future.
The important point is whether or not these contacts in the future could lead to really nasty stuff getting in the hands of these terrorists. And I think the ricin trail suggests that this may already have started. We really don't know.
That's the big problem with the whole issue of Iraq and al-Qaeda. The suspicions are there, and the potential dangers are there. But so far, we really don't know. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.